the broadcast, the biggest podcast in Vancouver, pretty much.
We participate in light misandry. Get out of here with that. Sexism. All of our societal structures are designed in ways to inherently prejudice women.
Coach's Corner was kind of like my bathroom break.
I don't like to be bamboozled.
I think it's amazing what you guys are doing. I mean, I'm having a lot of fun.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to the broadcast. I'm your host this week, Mallory. I'm here with Georgia and Sam. We are back for our winter break. We're taking a very college-level winter break. Like, we're very much taking, like, a month and a half off. It's not just, like, the week off between, like, Christmas and New Year's. So it's been a while. I feel like I haven't talked to you guys in forever. I mean, other than, like, constantly texting you all of my waking thoughts. But
I re-downloaded TikTok just for you.
Okay, yes. And I'll start sending you a bunch of horrible videos. It'll be great.
You know what happened last week, Sam? I sent a TikTok video to Mallory to watch. She did not watch it. She sent me literally the exact same video to me right after.
And I hadn't gotten to it yet.
I fucking sent you something. And then she sent the exact same TikTok video. And then I was like,
you want to know what the funniest thing is? The one person who does that to me all the time, Jeff.
Oh my God.
You and Mal are in a relationship.
It'll just be like the thing on like, it wasn't on my agenda yet. I hadn't gotten to what my friends were up to, but it was the one that was, somebody was talking about the Colleen Hoover.
Wait, stop. That is on my list. Don't say anything yet.
But I have to make my joke that you didn't respond to.
You could do it then. The best
That's
part
not
was
one word though.
Okay, wait,
Let me get to this. Stop interrupting me. I am the host.
We've been for 1 minute and it's just fully deranged.
It's classic.
Anyway, the person was talking about how the Colleen Hoover book Yeah, she's launching a coloring book, but it's based on her most best-selling novel, which is about domestic violence. And I suggested that the broadcast put out a Bertuzzi Moore incident coloring book, and Georgia did not respond to this text.
That worked. No,
I had to publicize.
You should put out a coloring book, though. I think that's genius.
No, but the best part about the TikTok is I screenshotted it and then had to go to one of the 7 other billion messaging things that me and Mal have to be like, you didn't even look at my TikTok. Also, Mallory added me on Facebook just to send me a hate crime.
Oh, I haven't responded to Mal's comment on my Goodreads yet because I actually didn't even know what to say because it was so funny.
Oh, no.
I'm just like literally harassing you on all platforms because we haven't been able to talk.
I got the notification. I was like, I think that's the first time anyone's ever left me a comment on Goodreads.
Mallory anyway. Out here bullying us, cyberbullying us. Okay, anyway, we're back.
Sorry. Wait, I actually do have one more thing because this is my train of thought. You said Colleen Hoover and I thought Colleen Rooney, which led me to, do you watch a show called Big Fat Quiz of the Year?
Yes.
I'm so angry because they didn't put the most recent one on YouTube.
Dude, it's been on for a month.
No, it got taken off.
How do we watch it? Oh.
I'll send you.
I haven't watched it because it got taken, I just copyright claimed.
Jeff and I watched it. It was, anyways, they started doing this skit and I literally was just screaming.
Is it the kids? It's the kids acting it out.
Okay.
Mitchell Brook Primary
find
School.
It so and watch good. It. I'm very it's excited.
So oh, it's so
okay,
good.
So it's been a while. I will say that what I had to add Georgia on Facebook to send her a rental listing in Kansas City. There was, this huge house for, 1,500 or something. And,
hate crime. Anyway. Just, that's fine.
Big Fat Quiz of the Year.
Anyway, Georgia is going to give us a recap rundown of what has happened since we've been away. And we're going to give her
To be thoughts. Fair. Yeah, to be fair, I probably missed some stuff. This is just stuff that, I found important enough to note down in my notes app. Okay, starting with the Canucks doing a video where they ask the players what their favorite Christmas movie is, and Brock Besser saying, in the most depressed voice possible, Polar Express. What are your thoughts?
Okay. My thoughts are actually about Tyler Myers in that video spending a full minute contemplating as if like he was going to be later like taken to a lie detector on this.
Someone else also said Four Christmases, and I can't remember who it was.
No one said The Holiday, because if they did, I would have bought their jersey immediately.
I feel like most people said Home Alone. Okay. Number two, Jamie Benn, Engaged.
You said one word responses earlier when you were doing this. So my one word is just one sentence. Wall.
You can do one sentence, so that's fine.
He has a type?
Yes. Okay. Three, Andrew Tate, Pizza Arrest.
Dictionary definition of fuck around and find out.
Honestly, unreal. Okay. Four, U.S. soccer team drama, aka Gio Reyna's mom is bonkers.
Is it still blackmail if it didn't work?
Oh my God.
I don't want to actually consult a lawyer about that at all. Sam, I don't want to hear about it, but I feel like it's not even blackmail because you just said, okay.
One of the most unhinged things I've ever read. What? Taking crazy to the next level.
I think it's a good sign for American soccer. I think it's good. Like, I'm sure that this stuff has been happening like in South America, in like Africa and Europe, like for decades. We just are catching up.
Oh my God. Unreal. Okay.
It is very insane though. I'm obsessed.
I already figured what number I'm on. Next one. Samantha Chang, powerful hockey person, listed in the hockey news.
So funny.
So good.
And also now because
so funny
because I always want her to get identified at work. Now she's back at work and I always want that to happen.
Okay, next. Blake Wheeler, ruptured a testicle.
Overshare.
He already has like 5 kids. I think he's fine.
Yeah. Okay. Next one. Susan Meechan, author, faked her own death.
I missed that one.
Oh, I was sending Georgia things on Facebook Messenger about it.
This author faked her own death to, like, for a year. Okay. Jeremy Renner's ex having baby with Nate Thompson.
Good for her.
Another crossover. Also, Jeremy Renner, like, got ran over by a snowplow.
Yeah, once again, also good for her.
I was completely confused by that news because literally the last thing I saw about Nate Thompson was like his wedding to his ex-wife.
I thought you were gonna say the last thing you heard about Jeremy Renner being when his app got taken down because everyone was using it too much.
There was a very funny Jeremy Renner joke in Glass Onion, the Jeremy Renner hot sauce, I think it was. Okay, next. Celine Dion fans protesting Rolling Stone because she wasn't on the list of 100 greatest singers and Taylor Swift was.
They're no. right.
Challenge.
Did you see their signs? They were so funny. Okay. Connor McDavid socks.
What I said was that both him and Sid like seem to think that if they throw away these disintegrating things, like they're gonna not be good at hockey anymore. That's not how it works. Change your underwear.
It's so disgusting. Also, like, when it stops being structurally integral as, like, what it's supposed to do.
Literally, it's not done. Even helpful. Like, this thing is going to be like, oh, well, I don't like the other socks. And you're like, well, these don't even function as socks anymore. So how about a normal pair?
For people who didn't see, Connor McDavid's, like, his entire foot is basically out of the sock. It looks like a Victorian, like, chimney sweeps socks or something.
And then, like, I think that Sid's still wearing his disgusting jock strap.
Ugh. That's I actually so can't gross. Even deal with that one. It's so gross.
Both of them need to get help.
Yes. Yes. Okay. Robin Lehner filing for bankruptcy due to his exotic snake farm.
What do you want me to say about that?
No. Literally sounds like a joke, and it's not. There's nothing you need to say to that. Okay, Colleen Hoover coloring book was next, but we'll get rid of that. Austin Butler, full accent change. Have you seen this?
Yeah.
He is like possessed by the ghost of Elvis Presley for some reason. He's from Anaheim. He's speaking like a Southern man. Okay. Cliff Kingsbury buying a one-way ticket to Thailand after getting fired by the Cardinals.
Good for him.
I think it's so funny. Amelia, chicken shop date, and Andrew Garfield.
Amelia, I love you.
I would watch that
movie. Amelia, I love you. Andrew Garfield and I have the same birthday.
What do you think her best chicken shop date has been? I think
it's Daniel the one with Kaluuya. Daniel Kaluuya. Yes. Because also he's like really feeling her.
He's really into it. It's so funny. Also, if people haven't seen it, she did this thing with Olivier Giroud where it was revealed that he's terrified of Elf, the doll, like the little bear thing or whatever it is, the character. I think he's like an extraterrestrial. And she throws an Elf doll at him and he has a full freak, like he loses his mind because he's terrified of this doll. So
the one with Tammy Abram and John Stones is also good.
Yeah, when she does it with soccer players, it's very good. Which hockey player, not Quinn Hughes, because I already said that, should she do a chicken shop date?
Oh, with? I want, all I want is Connor McDavid on chicken shop date. She would rot his brain. He oh wouldn't know God. What to do. He would not know what to do.
That's true. I also feel like he wouldn't eat the chicken.
I also want, it's because I want him to suffer. I also really want him on Hot Ones because one,
ooh, Hot Ones.
Imagine him trying to articulate a single word. Imagine him trying to eat something that isn't just flavored with like salt.
Where is the cookbook?
Okay, yes, drop the cookbook in 2023,
Where
Warren.
Where the fuck is that cookbook?
But do you think, which do you think would throw him more?
Hot Ones.
You think Hot Ones?
Yeah, because I think that he's too, like, he wouldn't even get the Amelia thing.
I don't think he's ever dealt with a woman that's weird. That's what, like, also it's so great when Amelia talks to, I mean, it's like athletes and rappers, it's so good, is because she, like, a woman has never treated them normally.
I kind of want Petey to do it, just because it would be really funny.
I think he'd just be a bitch the entire time. Yeah.
Okay, did I miss one? No, I did not. Oh, it was gonna be Shakira and the witch doll, which I think is so fucking funny. That was my last one. Shakira has a witch doll facing Gerard Piqué's mom's house.
Did you not realize that that's not real?
I wanted it to be real. She also, did you see the lyrics to her new song? She's like ripping him real hard.
But then he's also been leaning into it, right? Like for ads.
Yeah. Very interesting. Last but not least, this isn't even a thing. I just want to say it. North London is fucking red. Arsenal won. Do you think Lauren Kyle won knows?
I hope so. Exactly. Like I told you, she's a member of the Edmonton
Gooner We left Society. That out of our Brodsey Awards. That should have been our Brodsey moment of the year.
That literally was incredible. Great.
Okay, that's been our recap.
That's our recap the of the last happened. Month and a half.
Yeah, I deliberately did not put any Canuck stuff in there because A, I haven't been watching, and B, like, it's bad. Today was a lot. Today was a lot. So.
I don't know. Today was like just a rerun of the last 8 years all in one day. It was great.
Yes. Just a different gym.
Okay. We're going to blame this on because we haven't been here in a while, but like anything relating to the NHL, we are extremely late jumping on this train. this entire bit is over now. It's exhausted. But we're going to talk about Nepo babies in the NHL. And because nepotism runs rampant, as we know. But honestly, this was inspired because our very own Samantha Chang tweeted that the NHL should have cornered the market on Nepo Baby merch.
I can't believe they should, honestly.
Because they've never done anything fun in their life. And also, the thing is that also they're incredibly dated to everything, so we'll get it, like, in 2025.
They're also, like, notoriously terrible at leaning into a joke. Like, They take shit way too seriously.
For example, they should have Kodak Black as the musical performer at the All-Star game, but they won't.
They should also have just started leaning into the...
It's also in Florida. They really should.
They should have just leaned into the no soap operas, just hockey. Like, you fucked that up. Now just lean into it. You know? But they don't like fun. They hate fun. They want to be taken seriously.
Taken seriously. Old hockey men. And the old hockey men are all related, which we are going to get to. So first, I guess we're going to go over some of our all-time Nepo babies. As in, like, Nepo families, I guess. Like, as if you are, like... Oh, I was going to say, like, as if you're, like, a Coppola or something, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's just, like, mm-hmm. continuing on and on. So, the big one, yeah, and I think number one out of all time, is the Sutter family. I think they have the most, including...
Yeah.
Ruddy and other Sorry. Things.
Yeah. No, that's a good one. I actually think the number one is Blake Jeffrion, who goes back to Boom Boom Jeffrion.
No.
That's like multi-generational. Oh, yeah. It's Howie Morenz, isn't it? Yeah. He's got Howie Morenz on his mom's side and then Boom Boom, or on, yeah, I don't even know. It's a weird, but it goes way back and it's multi-generational. That one is that's the one that I was like, it goes the farthest back. But the Sutters easily had the most.
Quantity-wise.
Yeah. Because they had, they all had a bunch of sons and then they played. Not as many played in the NHL, but some of them did. So, yeah.
Yeah, there's originally the six one. Brothers. Who all made mm-hmm. it the first time, and then they all had a bunch of children who combined a bunch. I do also think that this is very good, like, Nepo baby situation is the Howe line.
Yeah, that was going to be my other one, because they played together.
mm-hmm. How old was Gordie Howe when, he was really far up there.
He was in his 50s.
50s?
And they played in the, not in the NHL, it was in the WHA. And they played in the All-Star game. Because Gordie Howe played in an All-Star game with Wayne Gretzky. And Wayne Gretzky tells a story where he tried to, or he played against him, maybe it was in the WHA, and he tried to check him. And Gordie Howe, like, two hands slashed him so hard and was like, never fucking take the puck away from me again. Which is, like, the most slapshot thing that you could ever, like, hear. But he was like, yeah, sure.
I love that unnecessary behavior also in the All-Star game. I think that we need to have more of that.
We need to do something. I don't know.
Speaking of this is going to be a major sidebar, but I think that we need to have people that are on the league minimum in the All-Star game. Like, they need to be the best of the worst players, because then the extra money will mean something to them.
That's true. That is true.
We can't have Mr. 12.5 out there. He doesn't care.
Isn't it, Sam, didn't you tweet something recently about how, like, the majority of the league's, like, top scorers aren't even going to be at the All-Star game?
Yeah, I think four of the top 10 scorers are not All-Stars because they have to have a player from every team. And then people got really mad at me. Someone told me I was gatekeeping the All-Star game. And I was like, that's not what gatekeeping means.
Okay.
Oh my God.
They were like, it's for kids and kids need to have someone from their team to be interested. I was like, you think that a kid would rather see, like, Clayton Keller than Austin Matthews if they're from Arizona? Okay, sure.
You know what's funny? The Chelsea owners tried to, like, argue that the Premier League should have an All-Star game. Europe was like, what the fuck is wrong with you? That's the stupidest thing we've ever heard. They're so tribal. They're like, this is so fucked up that you'd ever say this. It's so American. They, like, lost their minds. Oh my God, it's so funny. And meanwhile, here, we're just like, gotta have a player from every team. Oh my God. I would rather they don't do that and just like have a best on best tournament every year or like every whatever couple years, actually, because they've canceled the World Cup of Hockey anyway. So I don't know.
Okay, back to our Nepo babies.
Sorry. You sidebarred us originally.
I sidebarred it. It's fine.
Other Nepo babies?
Other ultimate Nepo babies, the whole family.
It's starting to become more popular now. And I will say that a big reason that is because what the Nepo baby critique actually is it's about your relationship to socioeconomic status in the capitalist system, like not to get all.
Which is whatever, obviously why it's so big.
Yeah, but playing hockey is playing hockey is super expensive. And like you're gonna have access to resources that most people wouldn't without having really wealthy parents. And also like the Nepo baby thing, like just in general, I would say that it's not uncommon to want to do the same thing that your parents do. Like it's actually a super common thing, or something similar in the similar field. But it's just that in hockey, and like I think we said this probably like 2 years ago when we started, it's going to get to the point where it's only going to be kids of NHL players because no one else is going to be able to afford to play or want to play. It's just like the reality. Because there was a time when there was like Ray Bourque's son was on the U.S. team. There was a bunch of kids of people. Zach Parise's and Ryan Suter are technically Nepo babies. A lot of them good. Like, who do we think is like the best Nepo baby?
The best Nepo baby I have, it's William Nylander is the answer.
Ooh,
in
yes.
My opinion. That's, he's an yeah. ultimate, that's he's a an really ultimate good situation answer. Of that.
That is. Yep.
But there's also, I mean, obviously everyone talks about the Tkachuks because their dad is relevant-ish. Whereas, like, sometimes, like, a lot of the things are somebody's dad played, like, a couple games. And yeah. then, and they're, like, actively a player. Alex Turcotte's, his dad's name is Alfie. And he played two games in the NHL. Miles Wood, I think, is a very good Nepo baby just because he has, like, Gossip Girl face. As in, he looks pretty and dumb. And also, he's not very good at hockey, in my opinion. And his dad played in the NHL. His dad's name is Ralph.
Max Domi.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
Nepo yeah. baby.
Classic.
Don Couturier, Nepo baby.
Felinos? Felinos are Nepo babies.
Felinos are, yeah.
This is a very...
It's very
this is just Nepo us baby. Listing.
Okay, the most important thing is that we're creating a split... space for the girlies, the girls, gays, and theys to have a dude sitting around naming people.
Yes.
Oh, you know, this is a good Nepo baby, Zach Parise. I don't care that
she mentioned
called Zach Parise.
I said that earlier.
Missed that?
That's fine.
You missed it. I'm so sorry.
So good. No, that one's also, this is a common thing, which is like a Canadian panic. All our good hockey players go and play in the United States, and then their kids play for the U.S. national team, not the Canadian
Let's
national
go,
team.
Let's go, baby!
Mass panic! Technically, like I think Brett Hull played for Canada for a minute, because he grew up in North Van for a while.
Oh,
he played in Vernon, and he played for the Canadian, like, I think the junior kind of level, and then he ixnayed out of there. Also a Nepo baby, Brett Hull. Obviously, but yeah, that's a thing that always happens. Like Zach Parise, his dad played for the 72 Summit Series team, but he played for the U.S. What will we ever do? Anyway,
I'm so sorry for. At least you'll always have the Setters as long as they continue.
Oh my god, yeah, they're only ever gonna be around that farm.
Exactly, I'm saying like they live in like the like. Plains. People have a lot of kids there.
Like Brandon Sutter, he told a story of how his wife was just like their neighbor. And that's how they met. Like, this is the most small town thing I've ever heard.
Oh my gosh. It's like in like Finland where they have to check to make sure you're not related.
And there's also, yeah. There's also like a huge, like there's the mythos of the Setters is like they all had to go back for like tagging the what's it called when you do the calves, like when you inoculate them and then you like stamp brand them or whatever. Yeah, branding. Thank you. And they all had to go back. It's like a thing. Okay.
Oh my God. Can they not hire someone? These big
NHL
paychecks?
Well, they have like 6 billion children.
Exactly. Why would you pay someone then?
Yeah.
This is kind of, it's kind of switching the subject, but not really. These are two very good, in my opinion, Nepo babies that moved on to nepotism within hiring. Because usually the nepotism isn't also like, I know this guy, I played with him. But also a lot of times it's their dad worked in hockey. So we got one idiot, Chuck Fletcher. Idiot number two, bigger idiot, Jim Binning, baby.
I thought you were going to go with Stan Bowman. That's the classic
Stan Bowman
one.
Also, the Bowmans are a big one.
Stan Bowman literally named after the Stanley Cup.
Yeah. Really stupid. So actually, okay, so it's like leading up to number one idiot being Jim Binning, it goes, I think, in my opinion, Fletcher, Bowman, Binning.
Yeah.
Like, I'm Bowman, looking... like, as one thing, so he's just an idiot.
Sorry, I'm looking at uncles and nephews. Did you know that Manny Fernandez's uncle was Jacques Lemaire?
No.
I did not know that. Yes, and he played for him.
That's weird.
Oh my God.
That is so weird.
Okay, well, do you want to go into more niche Nepo babies? Give me your favorite niche Nepo baby.
That's my favorite one.
Your favorite one? Okay, God.
That's not even are we counting uncles as like...
I think that it counts because I was counting like people who are randomly related, like somebody's their cousin. Because like cousin Greg got his job through that, so that counts.
Yeah.
Cousins. Fair.
Yeah. Sorry, keep going.
Okay, my answer is I guess TJ Oshie just has two random like uncles. No, they're second cousins. Which I think is just very crazy, and it's like the world is not very small, big. Gary Sargent and Henry Boucha. He did not seem like he had a good career, but
this isn't obscure. Sorry, I'm just like getting shocked by this that Tom Fitzgerald, Keith Kachuk, and the Hayes are all cousins.
Yeah,
what the fuck?
That was going to be my thing. I was going to say that under my random, that's why I even put cousins as being available.
I think I knew about the Hayes and the Kachucks because I feel like I remember when Jimmy died, Matthew maybe talking about it, but Tom Fitzgerald? Like, what the fuck? I guess they're all just from Boston or the Boston adjacent area. Wild. This is so strange.
The ultimate one, in my opinion, as well, if we're getting far away, is the Chychrun family, which has Jacob Chychrun, who currently plays for the Yotes. His dad played in the NHL, and his dad married his, like, teammate's sister?
Yeah.
So.
I think so.
He's got double... on the maternal and paternal.
There are so many in-laws. I didn't realize that so many of these people were related.
This is actually... Okay, now if we're getting into in-laws, we do need to talk about... And also, since I brought up Chuck Fletcher earlier, this is his era. Which is the backup goalie of the Flyers at one point is the baby daddy of Radko Gudas's sister. But then now they're married, okay.
I did not know that Mike Keenan and Joe Nieuwendyk were technically in-laws. It says second cousins in-law, but like that's another weird one.
And also Carey Price and Weber are in-laws.
Yeah. I need that one. Kayla Price's Instagram used to just be dedicated to trolling Carey Price, which was incredible little sister energy that as a little sister of a brother, I am so behind. It was very good. Now she just does like normal influencer stuff, but at one point in time,
I think the Jeffreyons are like the weirdest one. Okay, so like we already identified that like it was Howie Morenz, and then Boom Boom Jeffreyon was his son-in-law.
Son-in-law, yeah.
And then his grandson Dan Jeffreyon played in the NHL, and then obviously Blake Jeffreyon played in the NHL. But they are also in-laws with Hartland Monahan. Don't know who that is, but he apparently played 334 games in the NHL.
Yeah, because I remember when Blake Jeffreyon played, he was the first fourth generation player to ever play in the league, whose dad, grandfather, and great-grandfather had played. And he probably still is the only one, but...
But also has an in-law who we've randomly never heard of.
Howie Morenz is the one who died, right?
Yeah, he broke his leg and died of a broken heart.
I think sepsis or something.
Never play hockey again.
Yes. Anyway. Yeah, the in-laws are getting nuts. Like, I did not realize. I guess, yeah, that's just what happens. Your dating pool is small.
I feel like your dating pool is small, but I feel like, as we've discussed about, like, rampant misogyny, like, and especially, like, quote-unquote locker room talk, it does seem like none of these guys would want their teammates to date their siblings.
They get asked that every year.
They get asked that all the question. Time. Yeah, and unreal. I don't know.
And yet it happens. I know that Gabby, our dear friend Gabby of To Hockey With Love, has been reading hockey romances. Let me tell you, big trope. Sister of teammate.
The TikToks that I sent you today that if you haven't looked at yet.
I absolutely have not.
It was about, it was saying like, don't read books that are like in your profession or whatever, because you start pointing out all the inconsistencies because they didn't research it enough. And I was like, yeah, that's literally both George and I. Like, whenever you're going to read anything that's about hockey, we're like, actually, that's wrong. Actually.
Yeah. I can't read anything about hockey. I can't read anything to do with like academic departments, aka every book by Allie Hazelwood, who I found out is Italian.
Oh my God. What?
She was on a podcast I was listening to. She has a very thick Italian accent.
actually adds a lot to her.
I did not know that. Yeah.
I was so confused.
She's Italian. Why is and
Hazelwood Italian?
I think it's her pen name, I'm assuming.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Unless she also could have married an American and then just taken that last name, but yeah. Very thick Italian accent. Yeah, like
not like New Jersey Italian.
No, she's Italian. Like was born in Italy.
Oh, okay.
And then came here to do her PhD.
I don't know. Whenever somebody says Italian, like because like I'm American, I'm like, oh, okay. New Jersey? Like, they're just like Italian, like, but they're from like New Jersey or Long Island or something.
Oh my God.
That's why I was like, this adds so much to Allie Hazelwood as like a person.
I know a girl who went to, I guess JWoww was here, and she went to the JWoww like meet and greet, and she got her to sign the letter, the JWoww letter that she wrote to Sammy. And she was like, no one's ever asked me to do this before. And now the girl has it framed in her house.
As she should.
She printed it out and got her to sign it.
I feel that way about, actually, that's what I want to do with the Charlie McAvoy, I hate the Bruins so much tweet. I want him to sign it and I want to frame it and put it up in my house.
Iconic.
Anyway, back to what we're talking about.
I feel like basically what we should talk about. I played hockey once against Rob Niedermeyer's daughters at a Martin Luther King tournament in San Jose.
Yeah, I was like, you guys don't have that.
They were not very nice. Actually, that's their team is just very good. It was a California Select team, so it was like really hard to play against them. And we're getting into the mode where there's going to be a lot more Nepo babies. You can just feel it. It's gonna happen. I will say we should acknowledge there are also female hockey player Nepo babies, including Jada Ginla, who is going to be a very good hockey player, Jerome Ginla's daughter. And now I can't think of any other ones.
I mean, we always like to talk about Amanda Kessel's brother, which
yes
counts, yeah. Kind of.
Yeah, there's like siblings, yeah. For sure. But
also yeah. Got Cam Granato.
Yes, Cam and Granato. No, well, brothers. Siblings.
Yeah,
yeah, and cousin, I think too. Isn't don't they have a cousin?
I guess technically you could say like her sons or nepo babies.
Her stepsons, yeah, I guess technically. Her stepsons, because Landon stepsons. Made it.
Yeah.
Landon Ferraro made it. Also, that's a hockey family because she married Ray Ferraro.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And yeah, they have, I think they also have two sons, but who knows what they're doing. They're probably younger, but yeah.
Okay. We also are going to talk just generally nepotism within hiring, and our favorite, least favorite, because our least favorite is all overall Jim Benning probably. But just most random nepo hire. I don't know. I think the fact that Brent Gretzky was working in the Oilers front office is an all time great nepotism hire. What does that's that man know?
That's yeah.
One of my favorite you're stat Jason. Lines of all time is the record for most combined points in the NHL.
By brothers
is Wayne and Brent Gretzky, and Brent contributed a grand total of 4.
So good. Oh my god. I wonder how, if you combine all the Sutters,
if they're hitting,
how close they are to the Gretzky's. I'm curious. Or how much more they have.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of them.
Great idea. That's like a great trivia idea.
I wonder.
God, now I'm going to have to do this math.
Because I don't know how good, like, obviously the Sutters played and they've like, but I don't know like what type of players they were, how good they were. I think Brent was the best one.
Okay. They have 2,961, the points? Gretzky brothers.
Oh.
I'm working on the Sutters, okay?
No. I thought that's what you were doing. Sorry. I got distracted.
This is going to take you a second.
Mallory's got to do some math. We can't talk about Emily in Paris because Mallory has to do math about the Sutter brothers. Because I asked a question and then I'm just sitting here watching you do the work.
I'm on their full Wikipedia page. First generation.
I'm sure you okay, can what Google if it.
Base. I looked it up and they didn't have the easy answer.
Oh wow.
Let me Google it.
Can't believe someone hasn't done this math already.
I'm sure someone has, but it's like have. Deep on like some message board. Ooh, found it. Okay. Somebody did do this math. Thank you. Digital Journal published Marcus Hondo. Thank you.
Thank you.
The Sutters, okay. So this is depending on how many points Brandon Sutter has gotten in the past 5 years. They are technically second behind the Poles. They have 3,129. They're 86 points behind the Poles.
Wow. That's kind of crazy.
Oh, what about the Stalls? There's a bunch of them. Oh, they're only like 1,000 in the thousands. Okay. So number one is Bobby Dennis and Brett Hull with 3,215.
Oh, I always forget about Dennis Hull. That he exists.
Brandon, Brent, Brett, Brian, Daryl, Dwayne, Rich, and Ron Sutters. 3,129.
Wow. That's crazy.
Where do you think the Sedins are on this? Just give me a guess on how many you think their combined total is.
I genuinely do not know.
Like points wise?
Yeah.
Combined?
Mm-hmm.
Well, they definitely have less than the Gretzky's. I don't know.
Okay. They have 1,796. They are 13.
No, they are 12th on the list of all time.
Hmm? Yeah, they. What year did they retire? 2014.
No.
16?
No.
13? I don't know what years.
I think they retired in 2018. Did the Sedins retire in 2018? Yes, 2018. We're not good at numbers.
I'm cutting that out. I'm cutting out not knowing when they retired. Girl, I don't know. It's all been bad. That's what
I like that your first guess was 2014. That was good.
That's maybe when they should have retired. No disrespect.
Oh, man.
Then we wouldn't be where we are today.
Correct.
They wanted them to not have the worst time of their life, and they should have.
But guys, we're at some point, we're going to be good.
That was going to be the title of this episode.
At some point.
We will be good.
We will be good. Also, we're not doing a rebuild. We're doing a retool, but we need major surgery.
Mood.
Cool. Love it. Also love the, sorry, this is just delving into it. Love the, we're trying to get players to like rehabilitate them, like the cast offs.
I don't think we need to be doing that because
I fucking hate this team. I fucking hate it. This team. I do like Kuzmenko. He seems fun. That's about it.
I need to like
Kuzmenko and the team dog. Only two good things.
I like
love that we have an NHLPA investigation against our team pending. Also, the most depressing tweet that I saw of all time. I can't remember if I sent it to the group chat. Was, I think it's the I Hate This Team podcast tweeted that Tanner Pearson had more surgeries on his hand this season than Thatcher Demko has wins. And that made me realize that Thatcher Demko only has 3 wins this season. That's insane.
I feel really bad for him, though. I feel very bad for him.
That's career ending. Like, if he has a career, got a career ending infection because our team doctors suck or like whatever happened.
Insane.
Horrible.
Good for Quinn.
Honestly.
Quinn's an ally to the working class.
Does Quinn count as a Nepo baby?
Technically. Because, like, I mean, his dad, right? Like, worked in hockey. Yeah. And it's like.
He's definitely a Nepo baby. They're all Nepo babies.
They're all.
Yeah, that's true. They're all Nepo babies.
They all are. Yeah, exactly.
Every single one of them.
I personally did like Petey throwing a fit on the bench. I understand why you're not supposed to do that. And I understand it doesn't look great. But I feel like playing for the Canucks feels like that.
It feels really weird to watch the Canucks in constant spiral, chaos, doing all the wrong things, while also being a fan of Arsenal, who are in ascendancy.
Who That's literally, like why we have hope.
No, who literally, Sam, listen to this. It's January transfer window. They're trying to get this guy Mudryk from Shakhtar. And the price got too high. And you know what Arsenal did? They said, we're not going to chase him. We're going to wait and not spend 100 million euros transfer fee on this guy or whatever it ended up being. Because we're going to wait.
Because he scored that money 4 goals in Ukraine.
And use that money for players that are a little bit more proven. That's fine. We will walk away. Are you fucking kidding me? Have the Canucks ever done that?
The Canucks, honestly, the thing is that the Canucks have never even picked up the phone, though.
They're going to do it to Bo Horvat.
Oh my God. I was literally listening. I was listening to Mikel Arteta being like, no, we have to be disciplined with our spending and like do things the right way. I'm like, oh my God, could you have done this before so we didn't fucking re-sign JT Miller? I want to die. Like,
well, our focus on I know that I was going to say our focus has been on quote unquote doing things the right way, but then they re-signed JT Miller, who has never once tried during practice or a game. But literally doing things the right way is how we got stuck with a bunch of people who've won a cup somewhere else or something.
It's just that, yeah, like, the hockey right way is like being like so dinosauric.
Yeah, exactly. Let's get some 33-year-old man and just have him sit and tell some kids how to do things. I don't even know.
Yeah, it's not great. I also heard that OEL is our best defenseman.
Oh, I cannot say what I want to say.
By the time this podcast comes out, will Bruce still be with this organization?
Yes, in a deeply embarrassing kind of way.
Honestly, I will say.
No, he shouldn't quit. He should force them to fire him so they have to pay him out.
Yeah, exactly. That's true.
That's like one. This is one of the most horrific things I've seen. Like the treatment of this man.
Also, he's a nice man.
It's just.
We hired him because
like
he's nice.
It's absolutely horrifying to be like. Rick Tocchet is hiring his coaching staff, but Like, what is going on?
It's also wild to me the number of people who are like, this is totally normal. Like, all NHL teams do this. Like, no, this is not normal. I don't know how much Canucks Kool-Aid you have to drink to, like, say that, but it is not normal.
I hope he gets to go on vacation to Thailand.
I will acknowledge that Gerard Gallant once had to get into a taxi. Or what happened with Gerard Gallant?
He got fired on a road trip.
Yeah. He had to get into a taxi.
Take a taxi. But that's still better than...
No. Still better than this. Stay. Yeah. But it's just like...
After being insulted multiple times in the press by Jim Rutherford.
Horrible. This is just not good... Like, it's bad PR, but it's also just not good, like, practice for your employees. Like, yeah,
how many lawsuits do we have currently going that are about,
oh man,
the Canucks, God, workplace environments?
Just, this team is not going to be good with the accolades of their owners. Like, I don't know what to say other than, I'm sorry, that's very Gary Neville of me. But, like, this ownership is just not good. Here's and this what is what I happens. Want to. We keep hiring people, and guess what? Nothing's going to change.
Sell the team to the Saudis, like Newcastle.
Oh my God, Mallory. Oh my God. Yeah, I guess we're... All right, can we just, like, how do we get them to tank fully? I want Carter.
Are we
going to
hire a worse coach than...
No, we're hiring Bruce? We're hiring number two in Operation Slapshot. Like, you know?
Okay.
Just hire them all.
It's because I know he doesn't technically play for our organization anymore. We don't have, like, the rights over him. And I don't want to do this to him emotionally either, really. But I'm saying it's Mikey's time to shine.
Oh my God.
That's how we're getting Bedard.
Yeah. I just, like, how has it been a decade? A decade. That's insane. That's insane to me. But oh well. Like half, that's almost like half of my lifetime as a Canucks fan.
That's really has been
this. Because I fully started cheering for the team probably in like 2002, 2003. My dad was a Leafs fan, but I fully committed to West Coast Express. And then that wasn't great also for a while. Then it got okay for like 3 years. Anyway.
Okay. Do you have any more Canucks statements?
No.
Okay.
What is our team goals against average? Do I want to know or do I not?
Don't look that information up. No one needs to know that.
Oh, no. Okay.
Okay. Anyway. Let's leave for this week. And give me your three stars of the week. They are three Nepo babies of the week, though. Just, if they are not a Nepo baby, I don't want to hear about them. So don't come at me here with any of your Arsenal players.
Mine's a fake Nepo baby. No. I was going to say Benjamin White, who is the love
child. No, his dad doesn't like soccer. Pick someone else.
Can I actually say a very funny Nepo baby is that Romeo Beckham is now... Who did he sign with? Watford?
Some team that is not in the EPL right now.
It's in like the Premiership, right? Or whatever. Yeah. So that's very funny. That's not my Nepo baby of the week, but...
He joined Brentford!
Oh, no, that is a good team.
Oh!
Why did I think it was like... I thought it was something more obscure.
That's cute, actually. No, I'm picking that. I'm taking him from you. Because I like Romeo Beckham more than I like Brooklyn Beckham. Because...
Dare you steal my Nepo baby?
You said that wasn't going to be... Okay, fine.
Will say, out of the Beckhams, at least he's actually evidently has some talent. Because whatever Brooklyn Beckham was doing with his photo book, did you see any of those photos?
Funny. So funny.
Incredible. So who's your Nepo baby, Mallory?
He's on loan. He was playing for Inter Miami, too.
I love how you made us do Nepo babies as our three stars and none of us can think of any.
We're working on it! Anyway, my star for the week is Gio Reyna, who
I want to reach for Dortmund. Stab you.
But most importantly, he did not get playing time.
Most importantly, the entire team voted for him not to play in the World Cup because he's a dick.
That absolutely doesn't make any sense because Christian Pulisic is on that team. So how bad can he be?
That makes it worse, Mallory. That shows how bad he is.
But he's good at soccer. And a lot of the other Americans aren't that great. So we needed to have him play more.
Are you saying that's why you didn't advance?
How many games did Canada win in the World Cup? Quickly.
Oh.
Quickly.
Fucking stab you.
Anyway, I'm saying it's so funny that the Ranger family attempted to blackmail the coach, but...
Insane. Just, like, horrifying behavior. I can't imagine, that being that, psychotic about your child,
It's whatever. Come on.
Insane. That's insane, it's Mallory.
But
if you look her up, you're like, oh, of course, that's his mom. The most Karen-looking person of all time. Sam.
I don't have one. Nipo,
baby.
Yeah, it's fine.
Have one because I can't think of any who are stars.
Yeah. You can just do a Hailey Bieber situation because this is what even spawned it because Hailey Bieber wore a Nepo baby thing and we're like, you don't have a job. Nepotism did not get you a job.
Wasn't the thing that started it like that model?
Oh, well, people have been discussing this in general.
Yeah, like the Nepo baby thing's been a while, but...
Because...
Guess what? Literally everyone's a Nepo baby who's famous.
They're
all Nepo babies. It's, once again, it's your relation to socioeconomic power. That's all it does.
My Nepo baby of the week is Jamie Lee Curtis, who at least acknowledges that she's a Nepo baby.
It's not sports related. Your Nepo baby good. For the week can be...
wow. Mallory Critique.
Naomi Osaka's fetus. Reina.
Oh, I like that one.
Who?
Naomi Osaka's fetus.
Oh, yeah. That's a good one, actually.
Okay. Sorry about that. We'll be good eventually. at some point, we will be good. Thank you for tuning in another week. We'll be back soon. No promises. To talk about hockey? Question mark?
Other sports. Hopefully Arsenal beating Man U. Let's fucking go.
Let's hope.
Fingers are crossed.
Fingers crossed. Unfortunately, fingers are also crossed for the Spurs to beat City this week, which I feel a little evil saying that. I don't want them to win games. But
let's go for a draw there.
Yeah, I guess. Okay. Anyway, if you want to talk to us, we're at BroadcastPod on Instagram and Twitter and at Gmail, and I'll just try to start taking up other things, like how I infect Sam and George's life with like every single platform. I'm just gonna make everything, but no, I won't, because we don't even have the energy to like successfully put out this pod correctly. Okay. Yes. Anyway, talk soon. Thank you for listening.
Bye.
Bye.